welcome to Talking a Bunch of Hoopla. We're going to get right into it.
So I wanted to talk about LiAngelo Ball for a second. Now, if, for example, you don't know who if you do not know who LiAngelo Ball is, he is one third of the Ball family, the Ball brothers. Older brother Lonzo, who is a point guard for the New Orleans Pelicans. His youngest brother, LaMelo, was now the newest member of the Charlotte Hornets, also third overall pick in this past NBA draft. LiAngelo is kind of the middle brother, kind of just figuring it out. And he was recently signed by the Pistons on a one-year non-guaranteed contract. I didn't see the amount being talked about, but not that it matters. But, you know, it kind of made some news that he made it because it was great, you know, because LaVar Ball, their father, you probably know who he is by now if you don't know. That, oh my gosh, they have, you know, all three brothers in the NBA because people have been watching them since high school. Some people have been watching them since they were like in AAU and younger. Play basketball, of course, not weirdly watching them. But you know what I mean? And it was like, oh, great. You know, we were watching them for so long play basketball growing up, and now they've all made it to the NBA. And obviously having brothers in the NBA isn't this brand new concept. I know the Holiday brothers have three brothers in the NBA. The Antetokounmpos have three brothers in the NBA. I think there's like, I know there's also brothers in like hockey. The Watt family has three brothers with TJ, Derek, and JJ are in the NBA. Not the NBA, excuse me, NFL. So brothers in the sports isn't really this brand new concept. But seeing the Ball family, because they've been in this limelight pretty much longer than any other brothers or brotherly system that they've set up longer than anybody else, it's like obviously people want them, you know, to do well for the most part. And LiAngelo's kind of gotten the short end of the stick because for a while it was Lonzo getting all the credit because, you know, he's the older brother. He's the one that's kind of like leading the pack, and he's the one that's going to obviously make it to the NBA first. He does make it. He plays at UCLA for a year, has a good year, gets picked second overall to the Lakers, so on and so forth, ends up with now the Pelicans. LiAngelo kind of was going down that path. You know, he also played in Chino Hills with Lonzo and his younger brother LaMelo. They're doing well. They won a, I believe they won a national championship. I could be wrong, but they were great in high school. LiAngelo goes to UCLA. He gets kicked out because apparently he was stealing with like two of his teammates. They went on some trip somewhere that was reported, and they stole like a watches or some. It was some dumb shit they took. He got kicked out of that, and then him and LaMelo end up going with Lithuania, and then LaMelo's kind of getting more attention because you can tell he's a better basketball player than LiAngelo. And then, you know, LaMelo does his whole thing with, I think it was like Spirit or Sprite or whatever the hell prep basketball school he went to. He ends up going to New Zealand or Australia to play basketball. I always forget which one it was. Goes pro, gets drafted, yada, yada. But LiAngelo, though, it's kind of like trying to make it, but it's like, I know he's had tryouts and he was on the G League for a while. I know he was on the OKC Blue, which is their G League affiliate, and was kind of okay. I mean, I don't know what it is. I don't know him, so I'm not going to sit here and criticize him as a person, but basketball-wise, it hasn't been the greatest for him these last few years. And I feel kind of bad because, you know, I think it was a couple years ago where some expert was asking, pretty much saying that, asking if they can get all three brothers to the NBA, and he was like, no. You know, that he knew, he's like, two out of three isn't bad, but he doesn't think LiAngelo was good enough to make it to the NBA. And now, the only reason I'm talking about this is because you're like, why the fuck do you care about what these brothers do is because I generally just feel bad for the guy. You know, he gets a true end of the stick, one from his father, because his father, it seems like, at least how he is in the media with him, not the best supportive system with him. He's like, yeah, you know, Lonzo's going to be great. LaMelo's going to be great. LiAngelo, you're kind of just there. I mean, you're a good kid and you're a good son and all, but basketball-wise, you're not really it. And obviously, with online and social media, he gets shit on too for not being that good of a basketball player, and you know what the what NBA Twitter does, and just social media in general will just shit on him because he didn't make it to the league, his brothers are better than him, and his dad doesn't care about him, and blah blah blah. And now he's a free agent again. He was just waived by the Detroit Pistons after spending a few days with them. Two preseason games have gone by. He didn't play any minutes. You know, I don't know. And it, usually when it comes to shit like this, I don't talk about a player getting waived because nobody really cares. But with the Ball family, it's kind of a different situation because when he got signed, there was this kind of like, it's like I said earlier in the podcast that, oh, great, you know, he's made it. He's with his brothers. They're going to play against each other. It's going to be so fun to watch. You know, I don't think people expected the Angel to get, like, a starting job tomorrow, but to hopefully get kind of some decent minutes or kind of any minutes in general at this point. And that did not happen. So I don't know what's going to happen with his career, to be honest. I'd like to see him get signed to an NBA team, like, on a, actually, like, a roster and play at some point. I just don't really think he's gotten the fairest shot because, again, he made that mistake at UCLA, and that's kind of hurt him a lot. And then he played in Lithuania with his brother, and then his brother kind of got all the shine, and, you know, he hasn't really performed, I guess, up to the standard that people hold the Ball brothers to. But now it's kind of like people are really, like, turning on him again, and it's very strange how quickly, like, they'll support you and hate on you in a second. And as someone who's doing social media right now is more of like a hobby than it is a job, because I don't get paid for this yet, of course. That must mean, to an extent, that must suck that you're trying to make this through and you go on Twitter just like you may check to see what people are saying. And you're just getting shit on by like thousands of people because like, see, I told you he wasn't good enough to make it, or he'll never be like his brothers, or see, his dad never believed in him anyway. Look what happened. And it's like, Jesus Christ, people, let's relax. And the guy's, what, like 22, 23? He still has time. You know, I mean, I'm sure there's things that he could work on to develop. And maybe he's just a late bloomer. It's very possible. Or maybe basketball isn't his thing. I don't know. I'm, like, supportive of him the most because it's like, he's the one that no one's expecting good things to come from. And I'm like, the moment you doubt someone like that, at least to me, it's always like, all right, now it's time to be quiet and just fucking work. I doubt LeAngelo's going to see this, but I support him 100%. I'm behind him. Not that he cares what the fuck I have to say, but I support him. I hope he makes it. You know, it'd be cool to see him, whatever team he's able to get a spot on. And sure, it's going to be a tough road. I imagine just getting an NBA shot is extremely hard and it's very rare. So the fact that he's able to, you know, play in the G League and get tryouts and was able to sign with the Pistons for a bit and it didn't work out, but, you know, there's still time. He's still young. He can still do it. So, not that I kind of went on this rant because for someone like them and seeing how kind of any sports family kind of gets support when they're doing well, but it's when they're doing bad, it's like people are automatically just like, see? I told you they were doing shit. But when they're doing good again, it's like, see, I told you he would do it. I've been saying he was going to make it from the jump. Or like, oh, maybe I was a little wrong. But and then there's some excuse of why he's going to fail again. It's just a very interesting kind of social, like, I don't want to say a social experiment, but kind of a interesting social viewing of how people are when it comes to, like, I mean, obviously, any celebrity or anybody in the limelight is going to get shit from someone. There's always someone who hates someone for whatever reason. But especially when it comes to athletes who are in the limelight at a young age and continue to stay, like, I guess you can say relevant for that long. That it's like, you know, because they've also had, like, their Facebook reality show and all that. And I don't know if they're still doing that because I never really watched it because I didn't really care because I think it's a weird thing for like a athletic family to have a reality show. Like it's just regular drama. Then it's like, oh my God, we're going to play basketball. And it's like, okay, cool. And it's like, yo, I don't care about your relationships. That's your personal business. I don't give a fuck. I just want to see you play basketball. But I know also LaMelo's teammate Onyeka just got drafted to Atlanta. So congrats to him on that. Good luck to that. But, yeah, I mean, let me know your thoughts on this whole LiAngelo thing. I doubt most people care, but even if, for example, you may have an opinion on LiAngelo or you don't, let me know your thoughts on, do you think he can make an NBA roster or not? And speaking, since we've talked about LaMelo a few, you know, a decent amount so far, do you think LaMelo can win Rookie of the Year this year? Some tough competition with James Wiseman and Anthony Edwards, Obi Toppin. I put Tyler Haliburton up there, or Tyrese, or I forgot his first name. I don't remember. It starts with a tie. There's also a few other guys I think could make it, but those are probably my top guys I think are going to be in the conversation for all that. But those are my thoughts on that, and let's just get right into the next topic. Next thing I want to get into is, it was announced today, Sunday, you know, the 13th, that the Cleveland Indians, as of next year in 2021, will be changing their name. Now, I know, you know, the reaction is going to be, oh, baseball soft, or the Cleveland Indian organization is soft. Oh, cancel culture doing this, blah, 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 blah. But what a lot of people forget is when the Washington football team was the Redskins, and Dan Snyder, the owner, I guess he was asked, like, about changing the name, and he was like, no, I'm not going to do it, blah, blah, blah. Excuse me. And he talked about in 2013 how he's like, I'm never changing the name. Does not matter. I don't care what happens. I'm not changing the name under any circumstances. I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically, he said he's never going to change it. And I remember talking about it and saying that the only way someone like a Dan Snyder is going to change that team's name is if his pockets get affected. And I think like a week or two later, FedEx and a bunch of other sponsors of the Washington football team were like, hey, we're going to drop you from, you know, our sponsorships if you do not change your name. Or just get rid of the Redskin name, pick something else for now. But until you do that, we're not giving you any more money. The next fucking day, that shit was changed. They were like, all right, you got me. You twisted my arm. I'm so sorry. And now, I think a little bit after that, actually, the Cleveland Indians were like, you know, we're going to have our talks. We're going to discuss our next move if we want to change our name or not. And now it's official. But this was like a few months ago, I believe. I want to say like either around the beginning of the season, this NFL season, or sometime before. Or yeah, it was whenever they decided to change the name exactly. And now people are saying, oh, it's soft, it's not. But it's like, what people forget is, Native Americans have been asking for this shit to be changed for literally decades. This isn't some kind of new thing because of cancel culture or because social media and people saying they're soft or how rude it is. It's been asked for decades by so many Native Americans. And they get treated like shit in this country. We're not going to act like they don't, to get a little political for a second. Not even that. To talk about humans for a second, they've been treated like dog shit since day fucking zero. They get treated like they don't even fucking exist half the time. And they've been asking, obviously, like, way nicer than they should, to be like, hey, can you guys just change the name? Like, we find this very offensive. Redskins is a slur toward us. You know, we're not Indians. We've never been Indians. We're Native Americans because, you know, we're native to the land. And everything else of, like, people having, like, the Warriors and Blackhawks and any other kind of, you know, Native American-based tribal name kind of a thing that, you know, they'll have on high school and college sports. They'll be, hey, can you just change your name, please? It's just, we just find it rude. And teams have been, for decades, been like, fuck off, and we don't care. But now with social media, and people are like, yeah, actually, like, that kind of makes sense. Like, these aren't really the nicest names. Like, why'd you pick those? Would you guys change it? And they're like, whoa, that's going too far now. It's like, I think it's great. In my opinion, sure, you can say it is soft or whatever the fuck, but in my opinion, keyword, my opinion, I think this is progress for something better. Because if a community of people is like, yo, this isn't cool to us, is it okay if you just change it? You can pick anything fucking else. Just stay away from these few words and we're good. And you're basically just like, actually, you can go fuck yourself. oh, we're making millions of dollars off of our slur toward you. You don't like it. You don't got to support us. And it's like, you sound like an asshole, and you are an asshole. But that's the reason why the Washington football team is the Washington football team, because FedEx and all the sponsors were like, yeah, we're going to get the fuck out of here unless you just changes, because we're not dealing with this anymore. So, in my opinion, if you think it's soft or whatever, fuck off. If you're a Cleveland Indians fan, I imagine it's probably a little frustrating because, you know, you may have all this gear, all this merchandise, and you're like, nah, I gotta buy new shit. You don't. I would say no, because if you've had it for a while, just don't buy new shit with the name attached to it. Just, like, keep what you got. And then once they kind of either release a new name or they go by the Cleveland baseball team, which they should, or pick another name, buy that stuff. That's cool. But don't support the Cleveland Indian name anymore. Just like people who are upset about the Redskins, oh, they're soft. It's a racial fucking slur toward Native Americans. That's what that is. Like it or not, it's a factual thing that it is. It's a true statement. God damn it. Like, it's not nothing to debate about. So, and I'm sure more teams are going to probably do that. I don't know if the Blackhawks are going to do anything about that. They seem kind of locked into that. I think high schools have been changing. I believe some kind of smaller colleges have changed. I don't know anything about, like, I haven't seen anything about D1 colleges changing their name. So, it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. But I'm all for progress, whether you support it or not. That's your prerogative. And hey, that's your opinion. And that's fine. You can have that opinion all you want. But I think you're wrong. Does that mean I'm right? Not necessarily. But that's how I see things. And it's my podcast. So you see how that kind of works? So, again, that's just how I see it. But let me know your thoughts on that. Because I know that's kind of been a topic kind of people don't really want to talk about too much when it comes to it. Because it's like, we kind of just say like, oh, it's soft, and then never really give a reason why. I think it's soft is just because that's the easiest thing to say nowadays. Like, oh, it's soft, or whatever the fuck the kind of excuse they want to use now that everybody else who supports what they believe in uses. And same thing with both sides. But I'm not here to talk about politics. I'm just here to talk about sports. And since that is a sports issue, here we are. So on to the final and last topic of today. I do want to give a quick shout out to Sarah Fuller. She is the, I want to say she plays for Vanderbilt. Let me pull it up actually real fast before I kind of just say a bunch of fucking hoopla. But that'd be on brand for me, of course. So hold on. Here it is. Yeah, so she is a soccer player for Vanderbilt's women's soccer team, as well as she's been the kicker for Vanderbilt's men's football team. And I think last week she was the first woman to play in a Power 5 game. She did a kickoff, and people were like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. But now she is the first woman to score a point in NCAA football. Well, at least in a Power 5 conference, at least. But congrats to her. I mean, she's breaking boundaries that we don't see that often. Obviously, she's not the first woman to play collegiate football. It's been done two other times, but those were not Power 5 conferences. So, of course, because of the media, it wasn't talked about so much. But congrats to Sarah Fuller. I mean, I think this is great. Especially, again, I'm all for progress in life. Because, especially when it comes to football, people act like it's just a man sport. Which it's not. Because, especially when it comes to the NFL or college football or even high school football, there's no rules saying that women cannot play. It's just something that people decided ever so long ago. It's like, which there is an argument saying why, because, you know, a lot of these guys are all physically bigger. And yes, the women that have played have all played the kicker position. So seeing a woman play like a lineman or a linebacker, running back, quarterback is a whole other conversation. And I think it could be done. I do. I mean, I'm sure there's someone out there that can easily fucking do it. We just don't know where she is yet, or we don't know of her yet. But I'm sure we will. And I think it's great. You know, I know people, again, do the whole fucking, oh, it's it's the liberals doing this and that, or it's, you know, fucking social media forcing colleges to do this. And it's like, well, this was started because of COVID. Like, she had to play kicker because of COVID. And because of how it's going, she had to stay on the team. And she's doing a good job. I mean, she's not playing every fucking snap, but it's progress nonetheless. And I will, any forward progress is progress in my eyes. See how I just related that to football? I'm a goddamn genius. I need my money and my checks now because I'm so creative. But I'm all for it. I support her 100%. Now, do I think she's going to make the NFL? I kind of doubt it. Not because she can't, it's just because I'd say lack of experience is probably more than anything what it's going to be on. Whether or not people want to believe that is their prerogative. I think that's going to be my opinion why I don't think she make it, but I know people just straight up won't pick her because she's a woman, which is bullshit. But hey, I mean, she does have a fucking chance. So, I don't know. I don't know if any women kickers have had tryouts. I know there was one of the women who was on the U.S. women's national team. I don't know if she had a tryout. They just had her do, like, kicking drills. But she was hitting some fucking shots, though. She was banging in these balls like it was nothing. And I was all for it. And I was like, okay, I can see you. I can see you in pads and fucking squared up and kicking some game-winner field goals. Winning some goddamn Super Bowls. I mean, hey, especially when it comes to the NFL, more and more women's coaches, you know, are being recognized and being, you know, involved in the NFL, which is also great. I know there's also more women's coaches kind of being involved in basketball. And also we have a couple women referees, I believe. It's like one or two, not a whole lot. But we're slowly getting our heads out of our asses, in my opinion. And like, hey, maybe other people can do the job too. Not just this one group of people. Maybe like others can do it. Because like, how crazy is that? We're like, other people can like learn how to do a job and like do it and not be held back because of something they didn't fucking choose. So like, that's fucking fire, and I love that. Of course, there's still plenty of progress to be made, because I know you're gonna have those dudes, especially when it comes to like a woman in the locker room. It's like, whoa, don't look at me, you're probably so attracted to me because I'm like a dude and like you're a girl. And it's like, kind of know how that works, but it's okay. So fucking super sick, dog. Like, it's so sick. I mean, that wasn't what I was gonna talk about next. It kind of just came into my head because I was looking at something and her name kind of popped up. So shout out to Sarah Fuller for the one time on that. But what I want to talk about is, yo, Pittsburgh Steelers fans, what the fuck is good with your team? Because y'all are looking like a dog shit. Y'all went 11 straight. You guys were, oh my God, we're undefeated. Things are great. Oh, we don't know what losing is. What's losing? Ha 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 ha. All these fucking, you know, Steelers players are posting on the TikTok. Which, speaking of the TikTok, I have a TikTok. Ha ha, look at that seamless plug. I post tons of content on there every day. Just look up Talking a Bunch of Hoopla. You'll find me there. It's all great. We're doing well. We're getting up there. We're growing a bit. It's a slow grow, but hey, forward progress is progress nonetheless. Back to the Steelers, though. Y'all lost last week to Washington. Y'all lost this week to Buffalo. What is happening to you guys? Y'all got, what, 3 games left after this? I mean, you're going to go 11-5 right now? Is that what's hot on the streets? You're about to go 11-5 right now? I mean, will that happen? I don't know. It's very possible that could happen. Because the way they're playing, it's going to happen. And I'm all for that, if I'm honest. So they have the Bengals, Colts, and Browns left. Now, the Bengals, they are more than likely going to win that game. Unless something happens, then go Bengals. That's going to be an interesting game. I don't know how they'll do. I mean, they may win, they may not. I don't know. The Browns, though, the Browns are on some shit this year. I mean, I think I said last week, I'm not super convinced of the Browns. But they're fucking, they're doing the damn thing, and I can't hate on it. I mean, what, they're 9-3. They're like 2 games out of the division, I believe, if my understanding of math is correct. But they're not that far off. I mean, they could win out. If Pittsburgh loses a couple more games, they can get fucking first, which would be hilarious. And, I mean, hey, Baltimore, I love my Ravens, but we need to beat the Browns fucking this Monday. Like, we need that, because I can't do that. I don't. It's been a rough year already. All right, my mental health's taking a fucking toll because of it. I'm kidding. It's not. That's not something I should joke about. But they just have the Browns, Jags, and like 2 other teams, and they can win out. Baltimore can win out and go 11-5, and they fucking should. They have the Jags, Giants, and Bengals after the Browns on Monday, and it needs to happen, because I don't need to see them outside of the playoffs. You know what I mean? The Chiefs played the Dolphins today. Who won? Because I'm not really sure. The Dolphins lost. Okay, that's what I remember seeing. But Patrick Mahomes, 24 for 34, 393 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions. My guy, what happened? I mean, Travis Kelce, 136 yards. Tyreek Hill, 76. But, yo. Like, Tua's out here doing the damn thing. He went 28 for 48, 316, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. I mean, the rushing game didn't really do anything, and I wasn't surprised by that. But Tua had 6 carries, 24 yards, and a rushing touchdown. You know, Lynn Bowden had 82 yards. Mac Hollins, 66 yards. Mike Gesicki, 65 yards. So, you know, spread out a little bit. Defense. Defense was out here, caught 3 interceptions. Xavien Howard, Byron Jones, Eric Rowe. The Dolphins are a sneaky fucking team. I'm going to be honest. They are doing a hell of a lot better than I expected this year. I'm going to be honest. I did a podcast with a buddy of mine, Chris Pagonis. If you haven't listened to that, you should. And we briefly talked about the Dolphins, and because he's a Patriots fan, and kind of just doing predictions on what we thought our teams were going to do earlier in the year. And he made a joke saying that, oh, the Dolphins would win the World Series. What the fuck am I saying? Saying they win the Super Bowl. And I said that as a joke. I was like, you know, I'm gonna name this. And the way they're going, it's a long fucking shot. But if they win the Super Bowl, that'd be the hottest take I've ever heard. And it's on fucking tape, too. So it's like, you're telling me there's a chance. Dolphin fans, you got something great. Tua's playing really good. The running game kind of needs to be figured out, because I don't know if Myles Gaskin's the answer. I don't know who's the answer for you guys, because you guys have a lot of running backs, especially with injuries and COVID. It's kind of like a weird committee that isn't super committed. You're not committed to one guy. So I think it seems like Myles Gaskin's going to be temporary future of the team. So good luck with that. I'd say just fucking get Jay Ajayi. He's a free agent, I believe. Bring him back for a few games, see how he does. Bring that shit back. Because when he played for y'all, he balled the fuck out. Let me see if he's still an active player, because he may have retired. He hasn't retired. So good for him. But yeah, he hasn't played since 2019, I believe. Yeah, when he got traded to Philly. You know, maybe it's time to bring him the fuck back. So, but he did sign a Major League Soccer esports contract for the Philadelphia Union as the club's esports player in EMLS League Series 1. So look at that. You know, he went pro in football, he went pro in gaming, which that's actually like super fucking impressive. I didn't even know that, so good for him. But Dolphins, if you're listening, give Jay Ajayi another chance. Maybe he's got some for you. I'm sure he's got some stuff left in the tank. He's still young. Probably got some fresh legs now that he's kind of taking some time off, gaming, getting after it, you know, doing the damn thing. fucking kicking goals and kicking fucking kids' asses and adults' asses or whoever the fuck in FIFA. Or, yeah, I guess FIFA. I don't think they have a Major League Soccer game because that would be bad. And, fucking try it. See if it works out. If it doesn't, fuck cares. You know, hey, doesn't work out, cool. But maybe bring that shit back. Let's run it back for the one time, you know, and give Tua a solid option because Devontae Parker and the other wide receiver they have, who I can't name right now, solid. Mike Gesicki, solid. Their O-line's okay. Defense has been way better than I expected because I knew on paper, I was like, all right, you know, they threw a bunch of money at guys, and I was like, well, usually when that happens, when teams just kind of pick, you know, players in free agency that are like, you know, big names, it's like they're throwing a bunch of money. It never really works. Chemistry's never there. It's kind of like a recipe for disaster, but they're 8-5. They're not that far out from fucking making the playoffs. So, hey, to Dolphins fans, y'all may have some here. I mean, am I jumping on the bandwagon for the Dolphins? Fuck no. But I'm watching y'all. I'm respecting from a distance because I'm not going to act fake. Say I've been supporting you guys from the jump because I haven't. Because I knew Ryan Fitzmagic isn't the answer. Tua, Moneybags Tua. I need a good nickname for Tua. I haven't figured one out yet, but I'll come up with one. I'll let you know when I do. Tua may be the guy. Bet you people thought, you know, he wasn't going to be the guy. He's looking like the guy. But those are my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts. All my social medias are in the description down below of the podcast or YouTube video, depending on how you're injecting this into your brain and ears and eyes and mouth and nose. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. I don't know why I became the Wiggles all of a sudden. But make sure to like the podcast, rate it on Apple Podcasts. Definitely helps this podcast grow. Share it with your friends and family or whoever, anyone that likes sports. That's preferable, of course, anybody and everybody. Just in case you're not sure where to listen to the podcast, you can listen to it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you know, Overcast, Spreaker, I'm sure, Stitcher, Anchor, fucking YouTube, MySpace, Friendster, Napster, LiveJournal, AIM, AOL Chat, which is essentially the same thing. I'm sure I'm in a server dial-up chat room from 1998 on your, you know, dial-up network, you know, where it takes too goddamn long to get on and you gotta tell your mom to get off the phone because I can't use the computer while I dial up because it's taking forever. Wherever you listen. I don't know what the fuck that was. Wherever you listen to podcasts, basically I'm gonna be there talking a bunch of hoopla. I'm there. So thank you, and I will see you all next Monday.